In a recent report, the 2012 State New Economy Index, produced by the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, the Bay State has been ranked first in the nation for innovation and high-tech job growth. Robert Atkinson, president of the ITIF and co-author of the index, explains that the rankings are determined by a series of indicators spread across several different categories.
Everything from high technology and innovation to knowledge assets, how many knowledge jobs. Also, we look at globalization, you know, how well linked the Massachusetts economy is to the global economy. We also look at entrepreneurship and new startups, how well Massachusetts is creating new firms. And finally, look at the digital economy and things like broadband or e-government.
Other states joining Massachusetts in the top five include Delaware, Washington, California, and Maryland. Atkinson said that Massachusetts has continued to top the list since 1999, in part due to its historic presence of the defense industry, venture capital, and also in its private and public universities.
It's number one for a couple of different reasons. It scores very, very well on high technology, so it has the most high-tech jobs of any state in the country as a share of overall jobs, for example. It has the second most venture capital. It has the highest rate of workers. Workers have the most education. So why is that? And I think a lot of it, frankly, has to do with the fact that Massachusetts has historically had a lot of defense spending, and so that's spun off high technology companies over the years. And it obviously has great universities.
But it was also indicated in the report that only six states in the nation have regained their pre-recession unemployment levels, and 17 states remain more than 5% above their pre-recession unemployment rates. Massachusetts Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development's Bureau of Labor Statistics has recently released their preliminary November 2012 workforce estimates. Last month, the state lost 1,100 jobs. The unemployment rate remains at 6.6%. However, Labor and Workforce Development Secretary Joanne Goldstein says the weak performance in November comes only after a much stronger showing in October.
The unemployment rate has remained steady. And although we had a slight bump downward in jobs for November, the revision for October showed that we gained nearly 12,000 jobs in October.
And a good portion of the jobs that were added were in the fields that could be considered part of the innovation economy.
Half of those were in the professional, scientific, and business services sector. Folks in the high-tech innovation economy, medical devices, and fields like that are finding Massachusetts a very good place to do business.
Secretary Goldstein also added that the distribution of the growing high-tech industry in Massachusetts is largely spread across the state.
The good part about the innovation economy is that it is spread throughout the Commonwealth. And although there are certain areas where it clusters, it is not the only areas where it is growing and thriving.
However, the state does face some challenges. According to recent studies from the state government and the Federal Reserve Bank in Boston, areas including the Berkshires and Cape Cod are facing an aging workforce, and in many cases, there are not enough highly skilled younger workers to take their place once they retire. The ITIF's New Economy Index also ranked New York State at 11th and Vermont at 15th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.